night in Grand Forks against a good North Dakota team, and it's always fun playing up there. You've been there several times.
It is a very difficult place to play, and that's looking at our schedule this whole stretch. We're playing teams that I think it's very positive because they're all teams that compete. They play heavy brands of hockey, and we'll learn about ourselves. And I thought we learned a little bit more about ourselves tonight. Going to be on a bus for a couple hours and have to get up and not be easily satisfied, hopefully. And that's something we'll address right away in the morning. Let the guys enjoy the game tonight, get up, and then we got to re-tee it up tomorrow.
All right. I also have to ask, I know family and friends and fans are listening, how's Owen Lindmark? He was knocked out in the first period.
You know what? Yeah. I have not been able to even talk to our trainer after the game. Now, I did talk to him very briefly before I got up here, and so things are good that way. Was able to have a conversation with him, but in terms of long-term, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm not. I was just hoping he's okay.
Yep.
Boy, you were shuffling
it,
your line. Yep. I mean, you were mixing and matching all night. That was crazy.
It was, and the difficult part, and again, go special teams, and I thought our penalty kill stepped up because you lose a guy like Owen, who's really our number one centerman, face-off, PK guy, and all of a sudden he went down, and then you had Cilia took a penalty, which then you lose your next. And so we had to have some other guys step up. I thought Christian Fitzgerald did moments, and then the D-Core, I thought, played a rock-solid game. Still made some mistakes, but we always will. But I thought it was pretty clean for the most part.
Yeah. Congrats again.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you downstairs. Save the bus.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks. That's Todd Cannata, associate head coach, Badgers, beat Bemidji State in overtime 4-3. We'll check scores from around the country. We've got highlights, too. Stick around. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Back in Bemidji, where Wisconsin wins in overtime tonight, 4-3. It looked like the Badgers won in regulation. Cruz Lucius scored with about 5 minutes left, but after further review, referees determined there was goalie interference. So it went to overtime, and then Lucius scored, and that one counted on a rebound. Cruz Lucius, 2 goals tonight, our number one star of the game as the Badgers beat Bemidji in overtime 4-3. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. We're going to get to some highlights here in just a little bit, but let's run down the scores in college hockey tonight. The top-ranked Wisconsin women now 6-0, shut out Minnesota State 9-0 at LeBron Arena. Kirsten Sims, after scoring 2 goals and 3 points last night, had 2 goals and 4 points tonight. Britta Curl had a goal and 4 points. Marianne Picard scored twice. The Badgers are 6-0. They've outscored their opponents 45-6 and will play host to Bemidji State next weekend at Lebon Arena. Also in men's college hockey, Lake Superior State beat Alaska Anchorage 5-1. Former Badger Zach Erdahl scored in Omaha's 8-1 win over Niagara. Miami beat Canisius 4-2. Colorado College, a 6-1 lead at home against Union in the second period. Colgate edged Sacred Heart 3-2. Vermont beat St. Lawrence 3-1. Holy Cross, a 2-1 upset of 20th-ranked Connecticut. 17th-ranked Minnesota Duluth and Northern Michigan, a 5-5 overtime tie. Scoreless Merrimack at Arizona State tonight. Also, 13th-ranked Providence beat Stonehill 7-1. Luke Strand, first win in his Minnesota State head coaching debut after replacing Mike Hastings. The Mavericks knock off 10th-ranked St. Cloud State 3-2. In the third, 9th-ranked Michigan Tech trails Alaska 4-1. 5th-ranked Quinnipiac, a 3-2 win at American International. 4th-ranked Boston College beat Long Island 4-2. And 7th-ranked North Dakota, a 7-2 win over Army. Hunter Joannis and Jackson Blake both scored twice for the Fighting Hawks, who will host Wisconsin in the title game of the Icebreaker Invitational tomorrow night, 6 o'clock faceoff on the Badgers Sports Network. Also, Maine, a 6-3 win over RPI. Ferris State and 12th-ranked Western Michigan played to a 3-3 draw. In the Big Ten, Penn State had four different goal scorers tonight. 18th-ranked Nittany Lions won at Clarkson 4-2. 14th-ranked Ohio State had four different goal scorers tonight. Buckeyes beat Lindenwood 4-2. 6th-ranked Michigan, a 7-2 win at UMass. Dylan Duke had a couple of goals, so did Garrett Shifley. And how about, Michigan State up 3-2 in the third period at Air Force. Joey Larson, a couple of goals for the Spartans, who lost last night to Air Force. And St. Thomas and second-ranked Minnesota, a 5-5. They're in overtime at the XL Energy Center. Former Badger Liam Malmquist with a goal and a helper for the Tommies, who led at one point 4-2. Here, it's Wisconsin and Bemidji State, game one of the Icebreaker Invitational. Wisconsin hadn't been here since February of 2012. Beavers picked to finish fourth in the CCHA. Wisconsin picked to finish fifth in the Big Ten. Badgers 2-0 to start the season. This was Bemidji's season opener. And here are the plays of the game. Cilia straight away. Polatichuk, it deflects in. Joe Polatichuk, the freshman defenseman from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, should get credit for it. 1-0 Wisconsin. His first goal as a Badger. Batted out towards the far wing wall and then taken away and flipped ahead. Muffed by Fitzgerald. Breakaway Rode shoots one and denied by McClellan. Oh, a breakaway for their best forward, Leighton Rode. And McClellan waffled it away. Stang again. Career game number 100. And Sam had his pocket pick. Martin with a partial breakaway coming in on McClellan. Tried to go five hole with a backhand. And McClellan put his pads together and made the stop. Boy, he's stopped four breakaways in three games this season. Fitzgerald playing keep away. Now to Vorlicki. He's open. Top of the right circle. Shoots one low. Scholl with a stop. Big rebound. Picked up in the Badgers. Lucius scores. The rebound was there to be had again. This time Lucius converts his first of the season. Badgers regain the lead. It's 2-1. Finley right back to Dexheimer. Swings it left side. Whitelaw steps to the dot. In front. Badgers redirect. They score. Power play goal for Wisconsin. I believe Simon Tassie's going to get it. It is 3-3. Minute to play in overtime. Bison and shoots. Oh, big stick save by McClellan to the corner. Oh, back and forth. The goaltender's coming up huge. Long lead feed. Lucius with a breakaway on Scholl. He's denied. Rebound. He scores. Badgers win in overtime. Hastings cannot. And Oliver Huggin on the Badger bench. Hastings fired up. A big road win in overtime for the Badgers, who will play for the Icebreaker title tomorrow night in Grand Forks. 4-3, the final score in overtime as the Badgers beat Bemidji State here tonight on Cruz Lucius's second goal of the game. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Back in Bemidji, Wisconsin, a 4-3 overtime win tonight against shots on goal 61-19 in favor of Wisconsin. Matias Scholl with 57 saves tonight, but he took the loss. Bemidji starts the season 0-1. Kyle McClellan stopped 16 of 19 shots tonight. He made a couple of big stops in overtime, allowing Lucius to score the game-winning goal. McClellan now 3-0 this season. The Badgers 1-for-4 on the power play. Bemidji 1-for-6. Wisconsin committed 6 penalties for 12 minutes, 4-8 for Bemidji. The Badgers dominated the faceoff circle. Again, shots on goal were very largely in favor of the Badgers. And Cruz Lucius, a 2-goal night for him, while Matthew D. St. Fowl, a 2-point night. He had a couple of helpers this evening. So, again, Wisconsin is 3-0 and heads to Grand Forks for the title game of the Icebreaker Invitational, a matchup with 7th-ranked North Dakota tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with face-off just after 7 o'clock. Hope you tune in on the Badgers Sports Network or the Varsity Network app. My thanks to Jason Jennings for running the show at Learfield in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul Capobianco, thank you so much, fans, for listening in. Hope you join us tomorrow night. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score from Bemidji. The Badgers start the season 3-0, 4-3 overtime win over Bemidji State. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
It opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool, and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
Hi, this is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown, Minnesota's only minority-owned union printing company. We have big news. We've moved to North Minneapolis.
Why did you move?
As a black business owner, I wanted to be part of the North Minneapolis community to provide jobs.
Are there other reasons you moved there?
We have bigger new equipment and outgrew the other location.
What kind of new equipment do you have?
We have new equipment that allows us to print quality signage and banners. We also have a new inkjet printer, printing larger sheets, improving production efficiencies.
Is the new location easy to find?
It's not only easy to find, it's more convenient with plenty of parking. We are now located on Washington Avenue North off I-94 and the Dowling exit.
So do you still print everything?
We print more than everything. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and later on we're going to have Wendy with some fun facts of our sacred animals, and it's just a rock and roll and gloomy day here, but a good day to listen and to the radio, and always a good day to be Indigenous. Right on. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we were just kind of talking a little bit about Monday, and geez, there were some more things going on. Haley, I went to St. Paul, big happenings in St. Paul at Lake Harriet. I was like in shock how many people were there. And then we stopped at AOC to see Robert Lilligren, Haley, get an award for making voting a tradition. That was really awesome to see by Secretary of State Steve Simon. And I always want to say Steve Swiggum, so I don't know what that's an old name from the politics day or what.
But yeah, Swiggums is an old name,
Yeah, well, and that was exciting. Then we saw State Senator Mary Kunish. And Mary, talk a little bit about that. I know you were running around, but it was good to see you on supporting this big happenings in Minneapolis.
Yeah, there was a lot going on all over the place. We did the early morning sunrise, and then the St. Paul held their Indigenous Persons Day down on Lake Harriet. And then I actually had to come do a presentation for Xcel Energy. They do it every year. I think they've asked me before to do a presentation on something around Indigenous Persons Day for their staff. So it's like a professional development over lunch. And so I presented a program called How the Federal Government Did Indian Country Wrong. And we just walked through all the different eras and all the different federal regulations that, were intended to destroy American Indian way of life and assimilate American Indians, thus taking all the land and all the goods with it. So that was over my lunch hour. And then we went down to, and that's where I met up with you again, at the Indian Health Board at the Wellness Campus, where it was a groundbreaking for a new building for the Indian Health site, because we were able to get them a nice chunk of money through the bonding bill to build a wellness, and not just like go to the doctor, get your vaccines, get a physical or whatever else. But this one is really specifically about the whole well-being of the person. And really a lot we'll have to deal with addiction and all the different ways that we find our communities susceptible to that. So, and the mental health issues, you know, we have such a large homeless population in that area of Minneapolis that this is going to be an incredibly, an incredible wealth of resources for our community. And Dr. Rock is there. He's the executive director, CEO, and he's just thrilled. He was just thrilled. He's been there for a long time doing incredible work. Continues to educate himself as well. And we can't thank him enough for the work that he does for our communities.
Yeah, it was a day of celebration. You know, people coming out and singing and dancing, and also round dance in that area and praying over the wellness of that area. Well, that was really, that'll be a land acknowledgement for me anytime, is to have somebody come do that.
It was beautiful. And the other legislators that were championing these dollars, so Senator Zainab Mohammed, Representative Samantha Sensor-Mura, Senator Wes Weckland from the HHS committee was there.
Wow.
And they all came and they joined us in the round dance. And I think they were actually very thrilled to have been invited to do that. So when we talk about, you know, folks are always saying, how can I get to support efforts better? How can I learn more? You know, coming to these sort of events is a great way to do that.
Absolutely. And being invited, take up on that invite, because things like that are open to everyone. And we always want to talk about, you know, filling the circle. The medicine wheel has four colors, and that in some nations really describe that as all the colors coming together, meaning black, white, yellow, and red. And so come join us, you know, and support us.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll feed you too, most likely.
Yes. There's always that. And they were giving, there was a big giveaway, like a raffle giveaway. And oh my gosh, those people were, there were some winners that were so thrilled. There were some little kids that thought they just like won the lottery, literally. It was very fun.
I got a coffee mug at the end there. Yeah.
You did.
You did too.
Indian Health Board.
I did.
Yeah.
I did get a beautiful plaque, though. I did get a beautiful plaque, so I should not complain. And good for you.
And also State Representative Heather Keeler, who is probably in Moorhead because you and her have led this fight over the few years about Indigenous Peoples Day. She was probably up in Moorhead doing her own round dancing.
Oh, they had a spectacular Indigenous Persons Day celebration up there. The majority leader, Melissa Hortman, went up to celebrate it with Representative Keeler. They had a whole day full of it. And, you know, Representative Keeler really championed this law of ours to recognize the day as Indigenous Peoples Day, and then also to ensure that at least 1 hour. So if a school was open, because, you know, in the past, when it was a different day, banks weren't open, the post office isn't open. A lot of times schools were not open. But if schools were open, that they were obliged to provide at least 1 hour information about the day and the history of our Indigenous people. And Heather Keeler really, really, really did champion that.
Yeah, and it's funny to hear her story, because I don't know if you remember this, Mary, but years ago when COVID first hit, we were doing Sunday night symposiums with all the leaders all across the country, and that was exciting. We'd have hundreds, not hundreds, but thousands and thousands of people watching this. And we heard about her because she was going to run for the school board because of this issue, and she changed her mind. And I remember it kind of being the buzz of one of the symposiums, is that this person, Heather Keeler, was now going to run for a representative.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember that. That was, you have a good memory. Yeah. She thought she'd do something else. And then she got in there and looked around at who was on the possible ticket. And she's like, whoa, I'm not seeing anybody that looks like me that represents my community. And so she stepped up and here we are. She's doing the incredible work. And what's really great is that when all those Indigenous legislators, Jamie Becker Finn, Lish Koslowski, Heather Keeler, are over in the House doing good work, they send it over to me in the Senate. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Yeah. And so it really does make that difference.
Yeah, and it's exciting. It's exciting, and it's hard. We usually talk Thursdays, too, with Robert Lilligren about national politics, but geez, I feel like if we keep plugging away and don't get complacent, we're going to remain a trifecta for a long time here in Minnesota, because Democrats are doing things and Republicans are just against things. So I don't know, Haley, what did I call them with the caucus again yesterday? It was like the Chaos Caucus, the Republican Party. It's just insane what they're doing. And
at not the federal level? Oh, my goodness. Yowza.
But we are really blessed and lucky to live in Minnesota, and I know we have a big audience in Wisconsin. You guys just keep plugging away and get rid of that gerrymandering and support the new Supreme Court. I could say her name really well. I'll have to look it up for the next segment, but the new Supreme Court judge and support because they're trying to, she's not even done one thing, and the Republicans are trying to get rid of her.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's still a lot of fallout from the Trump days, and he's still, of course, stirring the pot out there, and nobody quite seems to know what to do, how to do it, or is willing to step up and say enough is enough. We have to, you know, we have to think of the people and not of ourselves or our own. And I'm sure they'll all say that's what we're doing. We're thinking of the people.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Fears of Hamas-backed attacks in the U.S. today did not materialize, but there were many peace protests.
Thousands of demonstrators shutting down streets in Manhattan. The protesters gathering not for Hamas, but for the Palestinians caught in the middle, many of them demonstrating against Israel. Those demonstrators met by counter-protesters supporting Israel. The demonstrations coming as Hamas calls for that worldwide day of rage.
ABC's Trevor Ault in New York. President Biden calling Americans awaiting word on Hamas holding their loved ones hostage. Parts of the U.S. prepping for a very wet, windy weekend.
Oklahoma and parts of Kansas, wind advisories there, but the heaviest rain you see there, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Chicago, Indiana, Michigan, and through Ohio.
ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. House Republicans left town tonight without electing a new speaker, more than a week after deposing Kevin McCarthy, leaving the House business again frozen. This is ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the
timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share.
You've got your air ducts Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now, 952 Zero Res, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Spell it forward or backward, it's the same. Zero Res. Refresh, restore, and protect your investment. Call Zero Res to clean your business the right way so your floors and surfaces stay cleaner longer without the harmful chemicals the other guys use. With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Rain continues tonight, then cloudy on Saturday with a high of 52. Listen to the Matt McNeil Show weekdays from 3 to 5 for your chance to win a pay-per-view pass to the live stream of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour Show October 21st. This giveaway only on the Matt McNeil Show.
I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Strongheart's Native Helpline. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Join Strongheart's Native Helpline CEO Lori Jump for a virtual event. Let's Talk Empowerment at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on October 17th, 2023. Lori will lead an engaging and enlightening conversation on the pressing issue of domestic and sexual violence within Native communities. This event will dive into the crucial intersection between these forms of violence and the significance of culturally specific services and resources. Strongheart's Native Helpline, free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE. Or chat online at www.strongheartsnativehelpline.org.
Hey, it's exciting with Strongheart's Native Helpline. They've started around the same time we have as Native Roots Radio, around 2016, at the end of the 2016. And they've grown just tons. And before we get to State Senator Mary Kunish, I just wanted to, I did a quick Google for the supporting of Janet Protasiewicz. There is a website out there called defendjustice.com, and they want you to support Janet Protasiewicz and stop the impeachment, sign the petition. This is an assault on democracy. Would overturn a landslide election. Sign the petition now and learn more how you can fight back. So, again, that's defendjustice.com. Upside down world. Yeah. So, hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're going to talk about real stuff and things that matter here. And welcome back.
Thank you so much. Here we are. I got my little granddaughter here with me. She woke up in the interim, so she's going to be hanging out with us and learning a little bit. But I was talking about some of the work at our state government level. And one thing that has come about is this program, this tribal state relations training that we do here in Minnesota. And it is a training that provides education for our state employees about American Indian tribal governments. It includes the history, the cultures, traditions, and really and truly the gist of the whole program is to empower our state employees to work effectively with our tribes. You know, for a long time, there was no collaboration. There was no discussion with our tribes. State government just did what they wanted, and maybe they would tell the tribes, oh, this is going to happen, might affect you guys. But there was no government to government. I'm sure a lot of folks didn't even recognize the sovereignty of our tribal nations. But this training has been developed here in Minnesota, and it is it's there to create those partnerships. I attended the two-day training. I hadn't been to it before. Just this week, I attended it, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. It had tribal leaders there. It had legislators attended, both from the House and the Senate. So many of our employees and agencies and commissioners were there, because they have come to realize just what important and how valuable that partnership is with our tribes. And so we spent a full day going through the history of, you know, not just the Dakota, but the Anishinaabe folks. Chairman Dupuy was there, Chairman Jensvold, Commissioner Schnell, Commissioner Strawman, the Levi Brown, the tribal liaison for the Department of Transportation. One of my constituents, and I've known her for a long time, Jackie Dion, she's the liaison from the Minnesota Department of Commerce. And that's the other thing that our governor has done, is created all of these tribal liaisons for all the different commissions, so that there's a go-to person when there's a question or an issue. We spent a whole day just on those sort of things. And then yesterday there were some great breakout sessions that focused on water and natural resource jurisdiction, cannabis, because now that Minnesota has legalized cannabis, our tribes already have, and they had been working on especially medical marijuana, having making that available to everybody. ICWA and MIFPA, law enforcement jurisdiction, tribal lands. Another one was education, which was really important. And then there was a panel where our tribal leaders were talking about the land back movement and some of the really great things that have happened here in Minnesota for our tribes who are getting back some of the parcels of land that were, of course, illegally removed from them, but oftentimes have really sacred and special honor to their specific tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's really exciting. And just to have these things and think maybe 10, 20 years ago, this was just a dream.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this was not, when I was elected back in 2016, this was not in place at all. And I just remember a lot of times when we'd be talking about legislation, and it might be having to do with water, with mining, with hunting, with fishing, all of these things. And we'd say, well, you've got a reservation right there. Have you spoken with the tribal leaders or the community? And they'd look at it, it's like, no, why would we do that? We don't do that.
Exactly.
And now they have to. They absolutely have to. So you know, in just a short time, there were big changes.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. So it's fun, but also important to talk about how much has happened in a good way, because I feel like sometimes, you know, our people get a little nervous and don't realize the good things that are happening and maybe focus on things that need to be happening. But geez, I've learned over the years, you really have to pick your battles and hope. Hopefully time will be on your side and people will come around in the way you're thinking. You know, yeah. You can't throw the baby with the bathwater out, because we need legislative to, you know, support native things. And this has really been an unbelievable year with legislating for Native Americans.
Yeah, and I don't mean it as an excuse, but so many of the legislators have no idea. They just don't, you know, when you don't get learn these things in school, when it's not in the media, when nobody talks about it, you know, the trauma and all the horrible things that happen to our Native folks, they just don't even know that it ever happened. It's right. Like, what, where is this, how is this, when did this happen? And so, you know, again, as an educator, that's really a big part of what I feel I do at the legislature is educate my other legislators around these issues. And honestly, most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, once they hear about it and maybe have a stronger understanding of the injustices, they're sort of ready to try to make some amends or make some adjustments in order to make sure that what's happening now is not going to end up like that. We're not going to take the lands away. How can we restore the lands? How can we put environmental justice in place? Mm-hmm. But also they recognize our responsibility, like we say, for the next seven generations.
Right.
And I've heard non-Native folks use that term now, which is really kind of cute. Like, we need to do this for seven generations going forward. And I'm like, yes. So.
Well, yeah, depending on which tribe you talk to, sometimes they talk about the generations before and the generations ahead. Yep. And it adds up to seven generations. But because I've even heard people like John Trudeau say that we are the seventh generation. And I say that at the end of our show. So it's different for different tribes. But looking forward to the future is the big part of that term.
Well, when you think about it, every generation is a seventh generation because there are those six behind. Yeah. And so those six generations, my great, 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 great grandma and grandpa, you know, they were looking forward to my generation. And so now I've got to look forward to those seven generations. Right. So until the end of the world, there will never not be a seventh generation.
Yeah. I always used to give a hard time to my students when they say, hey, we're the seventh generation. I go, nah, I think you're the eighth or ninth. And they go, really? And I go, no, I'm just kidding. But those were the good old days. Hey, yeah. We got Wendy showing up in the studio here, getting ready for her segment. Wendy, the artist, it's crazy. I don't know, State Senator, have you seen some of Wendy's paintings for her dogs? She's taking orders so she can buy me a big Christmas present.
Nice.
right, Wendy?
Yeah. Maybe she'll paint you a big cat portrait.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Hey, well, Wendy, you're going to be up next in the next segment. We're excited to hear more about it.
Can't wait.
Right on. I'll pod you down and finish up with State Senator. Happy. Oh, and baby.
Yeah.
Well, a week ahead, what do you have going on?
Wow, I rarely look at my week ahead until like Saturday or Sunday, but we are going to be heading out again for another two tours for Education Committee. We'll be going up north this time. So driving from here up to St. Cloud, up to Moorhead, then cut east over to Bemidji area. We're going to visit one of the BIE schools. And just, you know, we're going to keep looking and talking with our educators and those communities so we know what we need to get done, even though it's not a a budget year. The budget's been set in Minnesota. Hopefully there'll be a little bit of a supplemental budget that we can do some one-time good work for education, because we need to continue to, we can't stop investing.
Absolutely. Doing great work, and appreciate you coming on and here. Just want to put that up.
Women's Press.
Right on. Wendy got that for us. So, hey, thank you again, State Senator Mary Kunish, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, and thanks for the great updates.
Yeah, hope I run into you sometime this week.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native. We're listening to Native Roots Radio. Up next, Wendy. Yeah, wake up, Wendy. Oh, wow.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool, and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
In recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, this message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline, a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual violence helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Advocates provide free support and advocacy 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, eatlocalminnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Did you hear I went, ho, like a deep wolf's voice? Hey, we're here with Wendy, and we're talking about our sacred animals. And, you know, I guess we're going to be talking about whatever you want, Wendy, because... Mm-hmm. We've done Fun Fact Fridays during the week, too. So
yeah, we have, haven't we?
What do we want to talk about today?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. Yes. Ooh. And I'm here, and... we went to, a group of us went Mayor St. Paul, Mayor Carter's office.
Yeah.
And we sat with his executive person.
Made it upstairs without falling down.
Oh, yeah. I fell, but I'm okay. Mm. I'm okay. I'm still walking the dog.
The day before.
Oh my goodness. But my priority was not to let go of the leash. That was my priority when I went down in the gutter and I was laying there flat on my face. That was the only thing I could think of is don't let the dog go. Don't let Wanda go. And I didn't. She didn't know what was going on. She was like jumping up and down around me like, you know, what are you laying on the floor, mommy, for? You know, what's up? Get up, play. get up. Let's go. I was just like, oh, my God. I'm okay. I have some scratches on my nose and lip and my knees swollen, but I'm okay. I did it, you know?
Nothing broken, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah. You always have to worry about that. But, I mean, it just goes to show you how your life can change in an instant. Mm-hmm. And that's it, you know? So everybody be careful out there. So what am I going to talk about? Let's talk about quickly Pilot's Palette.
Yeah.
That's my new
business.
I paint pet portraits and I paint other things too.
Right.
You could find me on Facebook under Pilot's Palette. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Facebook, you could email me at pilotspalette@gmail.com. Yeah, no apostrophe, pilotspalette@gmail.com. Yeah, it's been really fun. People are sending me pictures of their pets, and I've been painting them.
Really well, too. And I don't know if you can find that on pilotspalette.com or on Facebook.
Facebook, a lot of my pictures.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, such a good job, and people get emotional when they see the.
Yeah.
So I just got to give you that. And what I liked about, you know, people getting emotional about it, but also you always asking a backstory. I think that's so important to get the whole spirit of the animal.
Yeah, I like to know the animal's personality, what the dog or cat is like before I paint them. Because then I could think about them when I paint them, you know, make them, their essence come out more, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. Their spirit.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm having a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, so let's see. I got some fun facts here. If you want to hear about some fun facts. Yeah. So lately, you know, it's fall and I see
fell a couple days ago
and it is fall. Exactly. There you go. That's funny, Robert.
Thank you.
Good one.
I'll be here all day.
There's a million squirrels out there in running around trying to get, you know, their winter stocked up.
I'm glad you didn't say nuts.
Yeah, but okay. I just see a lot of people who, honestly, it feels like they're trying to run them over.
Oh.
I wish people would just be more careful. There's a lot of animals out there. But you know what? When a baby squirrel is in trouble, they will seek out help from anything that moves. So please don't be alarmed if a baby squirrel approaches you.
Mm-hmm.
They will run up to you, run up your legs, follow you. So what should you do? Stay calm. Yeah, stay calm, get a blanket or a t-shirt or a shirt or, you know, something, pick them up, put them in a warm, quiet, safe environment and call a rehabber immediately. Do not feed them. Yeah, babies chasing down people do not have a mom or they wouldn't be out of their nests.
Aww.
Yeah, so if that happens, I don't think there's any babies being born right now. I think September was the last time that the squirrels will have babies, but it's just always good to keep in mind that if you see a squirrel, there's a video online if you want to see it. It's a really cute thing. It's kind of sad too at the same time, but it's during a heat wave. And these people standing around, they all have water bottles in their hands. And there's a little squirrel that comes up and he's like on his hind legs, kind of begging to the guy. And the woman's there. I was like, I think the squirrel wants some water. So he takes the water, opens the water bottle and starts pouring it. And the squirrel is just like drinking this water like crazy. Yeah, you could probably just look it up on YouTube.
Well, we have like bird baths and dog bowls and seasonal dog bowls out back.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of made fun of that you would do that. And then all of a sudden I'm watching squirrels and chipmunks,
ducks,
everybody drinking out of it.
The water.
Like, these guys
know.
Are thirsty and they like the chlorine in the water. It keeps their teeth
fluoride.
Fluoride, and it keeps their teeth strong.
Yeah, I always keep water out there all the time. Even in the winter, I have a heated I have it plugged in from the house, and it's a heated water dish.
Yeah.
Because the animals still need water.
They're thirsty. Yeah. It blows my mind. They use it.
I know.
And we keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Those ducks like it.
I know.
Dirty.
Well, you know, rats, how smart they are. I was born in the year of the rat, by the way.
I know a lot of rats, but we call them snitches.
No but way. Listen to this experiment. Rats who were trained to press a lever for food stopped pressing the lever once they learned and saw that it also caused another rat to receive an electric shock.
Oh, empathy.
That shows crazy. Empathy in the rat. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I still hate those. They had to shock somebody to do that.
I know, but they learned. I know.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I often talk about this on the radio show about dogs getting adopted. And this goes for cats, too. Cats might take a little bit longer to adjust, I think. That's just my humble no knowledge opinion. But dogs adopted take 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to start to know your routine, mm-hmm. and 3 months to start to feel at home. So give them a chance.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I really believe it after our last situation with our three dogs that we fostered or not fostered, but adopted
them. Yeah.
And I'm looking for a chihuahua out there. And
I know. Robert loves chihuahuas. He really does. Wolves, you know, Howling for Wolves is our sponsor, and we always want to bring education about facts. So people think that wolves will attack their dogs and attack people, but this is a fact, and this is from Howling for Wolves. Wolves naturally fear humans.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
ABC News.